Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. Thank you guys for waking up with us, turning it on, leaving it on. Should be awesome temperatures outside with about 20 mile per hour winds. And Troy Hughes kind of set off a firestorm the other day when he was asked for a favor.
Yeah.
Community service?
You know, that's what it is, except I'm not the one that's been arrested between the both of us. Mm. So this is what happened.
That was three times.
Sorry about that. So I got a call, or excuse me, an email from Valley Mills Elementary School. They do a television production newscast before school begins. And so they're like, can you do our intro? And I'm like, I'll be happy to do that.
From the studio at Valley Mills Elementary, the greatest school on earth, this is Eagle News.
You know, if I can't be the voice of Big Tex, I'll be the voice of an elementary school newscast.
Now, didn't you apply for the, RJ has applied for the XFL Arlington play-by-play job, and did you apply for the PA?
The wheels are in motion.
Oh. Have you talked to somebody?
I have talked to someone.
Well, get them in touch with me.
Why don't you? I'm not your agent.
I tried. I got some podcast wants to talk to me.
What?
What?
The XFL show podcast?
Why?
I don't know. I think that because I tweeted the XFL and Vince McMahon, hey, listen to this greatness. And I tagged my WWE calls from Legends Games. And I said,
no.
You guys need to hire me as your play-by-play man. And some XFL podcast guy contacted me and wants to talk about get my name out there. Yeah. We'll give you a chance to improve your brand, man.
So you make sure you send us that podcast.
Are you going on?
Yeah, I'll go on. Yeah, I'll go on.
Like,
yeah, you sound excited.
Is it like a weekly thing?
I think he does it like every day, an XFL pod, or every week is an XFL podcast.
So you're going on one time as a guest?
Yes. Yes, I'm just going to go as a guest.
Okay. And what do you know about the XFL?
That it's run by Vince McMahon. Bob Stoops the coach.
All right.
Which is about the same thing I knew about the D League.
Oh,
that is true. And now you're no longer employed there. So while you enjoy that, the rest of us are going to do our community service, as Sean said, and help out the schools in the Metroplex area. So obviously I did that newscast intro, but now some of the other people here at 105.3 The Fan and some of our friends are getting in on it. They're actually doing school announcements before school begins. I've actually got a few of these handy. Would y'all like to hear some of these?
Yes. Please.
All right, let's hear the first school announcement that was done by one of the fans' very own.
Okay, kids, there's the morning bell. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? I don't think you are. I see you in the hall, as $KHI would say, tick tock. Okay, kids, let's get this day started. Remember,
Spagnola.
We're going to be off Monday for President's Day. Who's your favorite president? Mine is Chester A. Arthur. I covered him in the first Gilded Age and the War in the Pacific. We're going to have a student council meeting on Wednesday. Elections are next month. Rock the vote. The polls will close. Who will win? Well, we'll find out. One more thing. We have a pep rally on Friday before the basketball game. I don't know why we need a pep rally. We haven't lost in 7 years. And that includes the scrimmage against LeBron and the Cavaliers last year. All right, kids, time for class. Let's go, chop, chop. You know, when I was in school, we weren't told when we had things to do. We were just expected to guess. Come on, let's go.
Thank you, Mickey.
Well done.
Mickey doing his part. What?
Mickey talks a lot.
He does talk a lot, especially this time of the year. He doesn't have a lot of people to talk to. So Mickey did it. You know, Sean, it's funny how you just, you know, like, oh, we have this audio I haven't heard before. What do you mean? You did your own announcement.
Oh, God.
Roy must have written these announcements. He's an idiot. Kids, to be successful, ratings are everything. Say and learn stats. Follow Broadus. He's a beast. Coming up next, class, followed by recess, and then lunch.
Good job, Sean.
I miss lunch.
I don't tease my daily steps like that.
Did everyone just love the square pizza at lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So good.
The little way too red pepperoni squares.
Yep. Boy, they were way too red, but it felt like there was always a good proportion of them.
Could you guys just order fries?
Yes.
Like a double plate of fries.
Oh, yeah, you could with that seasoning on them.
Oh man, that was good stuff. This is good stuff.
How do we all have the same school lunches in every part of the country?
Oh, because,
privatized?
Yeah.
Is it?
Lunches? Companies that send them the lunches are.
Did you guys end up getting the steam? Like, they went to the French bread pizza in the bag. I never loved that as much.
I don't think I ever got that in the bag.
Not as good. But the chicken nuggets were always
the best. I did get milk in a bag. Having to stab that thing with a straw was real fun.
Who's getting French bread pizza at school lunch?
We had that. That's what I was when we
First
had
off, don't
what
act yuppie. Like it's caviar.
What are you talking? We French got bread Wonder pizza. Bread.
Are we talking about Red Barons or Stouffer's?
French bread pizza is like brick.
Yeah.
God.
It's not brick oven. It's brick.
It's brick. It's good.
We literally had Mrs. Baird's and Wonder Bread. That was it.
All right. Elio's.
Good Lord, look at y'all. All right, so what this is, I did the intro for Valley Mills Elementary School. Now some of the other guys here at the radio station are getting involved and doing their part. And I have one more clip. We've already heard from Mickey Spagnola. We've heard from Sean. And now we have to hear from the guy who apparently is going to be a fixture on an XFL podcast.
Hey, kids.
Oh, man.
It's me, the Chopster, RJ Choppy. I know you think it's the voice of God coming through your PA system, kids, but it's RJ Choppy. Look, you may think your dad has a cool job. Maybe he's a fireman or something. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm a big-time radio host on 105.3 The Fan, the Sean and RJ Choppy show. What are you guys, just starting to date around, starting to notice the girls a little bit? Maybe you got a little hand. You get some hand holding hands. That's nothing. I was in the closet with Amy Trinke for 11 minutes playing 7 minutes in heaven. Would have been in there longer if I hadn't farted. As for today's announcements, let's start with today's lunch menu, selected by yours truly, the Chopster. It's going to consist of a plate of delicious blue chew to get you up and going, kids. Get you ready for the day. Also, a cup of yogurt parlay. And a tall glass of Lulu lemonade. For you yoga moms who are still loitering over in the lobby, waiting to get a lick at my backside as I walk out of here. Moving on, don't forget about this Friday's special PTA meeting I've set up. Again, it's going to be real special, kids, because I only want single moms in attendance. So bring those yoga pants back out, gals. And kids, if your mom doesn't show up, I'm going to have to punish her by making her bang erasers. This has been Ralph James Choppy. Spell it backwards or forwards, it spells the same. Choppy.
Yogurt parlay. What a degenerate joke. Ben Rogers coming through strong. Well done. Well done. 105.3 The Fan. All right. Do we have time for this hand washing thing? We should do it while the La Grande guys, our sister station, are down the hall away from us.
Yeah, we have time to do this.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, so Fox News has one of their hosts, Pete Hegseth. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
How's it pronounced, Roy?
I got me.
Hegseth?
No idea. Don't you DVR this?
Guy named Pete. All right.
Don't trigger.
All right.
No one's to be triggered. Anyway, can't be triggered.
No, when you do that to your voice,
you're being triggered. Everything's fine.
Anyway, we're all fine,
Troy.
So Pete was on Fox News, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to confess something right now, and I almost puked.
As I told you, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands.
Someone help me.
No, I inoculate myself. It's just not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all of the
bacteria. Exactly, I can't get sick.
God, it's LeVar Ball. I will speak it into existence. Yeah. If I can't see it, it's not real.
I can't get sick. I love that line.
What do you mean? LeVar Ball? Is that what you... that's more Mickey, if I think anything.
If it was on the record, how come I didn't hear it? Yeah.
So I thought of Jesse Holly immediately. He's a germaphobe, just like Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel's probably worse.
Oh,
but yeah. Jesse will shake your hand and then bring out the wipe to wash his hand right after. Like, it's kind of rude, but yeah if you're
definitely rude.
If you're a germaphobe, you're a germaphobe. But we
you are, but I feel a germaphobe is something that you can overcome. You know, it's...
like, does Jesse ever get sick? You did weekend shows with him forever. Was he ever sick?
Yeah, he was always sick around the same time when he would do his month and a half fast.
Okay. Well, that was malnutrition.
That's just malnutrition.
That's bad nutrition.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
Look, I understand, but if you don't put your hands in your mouth, like me, I bite my nails. I am fully aware that I am increasing my odds of getting sick.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
I'm a nail biter. This is what I'm going to do. Deal with it. I will get sick at some point. But I do. I like, you know, I do find that when I go in public and I use like the credit card machine, I'll use the hand sanitizer they have right there. Yeah, they have it right there.
Okay.
You know, oftentimes I'll use that.
Okay. When I, you know, we've talked about this. When I go number one in this bathroom, I don't always wash my hands while walking out.
I rarely
don't
do.
Always
but
need
I,
to.
But I will always grab a paper towel and use it to open the door.
Oh, wow. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if the, think about.
I can understand
think
it.
About what that has on.
Sure.
I trust myself in, you know, my germs. I don't want to trust other people's germs. And if there's no paper towel, I'll like take like the middle part. I'll tuck my hand all the way up my sweatshirt and open it up with the cloth.
Yeah, you gotta tuck
that.
It that far.
I don't want it. I don't want it on the end.
The public
then
restrooms.
That will touch my hand.
Oh, okay. When you bring your hand back out of the sleeve, I gotcha. Right.
The public restrooms with the foot pedal are the best.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I'm being pressured now. I'm being pressured now these days to like wash my hands because you have the pedal that opens up the door automatically for you. Then you have...
what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's a little pedal. It's about maybe 6 inches. It's sticking out of the door on the bottom. You stick your foot on it, and you pull with your foot.
Well, foot hook.
Gives you a good hamstring workout, too, Sean. You're pulling back with your foot and opening the door.
And then you go to these other places, like these restaurants, and they just have random sanitized stations. Yeah. Like Al, what's it called?
He's getting lunch at Chipotle.
Yeah, like right. At Chipotle. They have those things. I feel like, man, now I feel pressured to go wash my hands. But to go 10 years without washing your hands?
Look, it ain't the washing of the hands, though, that...
He's full of it. I mean, you're in the shower.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta grab soap. You don't grab any soap to rub the rest of your body. You're washing your hands right there.
Oh, so he's fake newsing us. Fake newsing us live on Fox News. You heard it here first.
All right. We have a giveaway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.